Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. Relationships. Relationships generally mean that they're with another person, but we also have a relationship with ourselves. And more women are choosing to be with themselves. I don't generally like to use the term alone because it carries so many isolationist, negative connotations subconsciously for our mind. But sometimes we go through phases in our life where we kind of intuitively know we just need some time to ourselves, me time, or just want to, quote, work on ourselves for a bit. Or we may choose to really spend some time being consciously single. Why? Why would we do this, and how do we do it in a healthy way? And when is it unhealthy? Let's deal with the unhealthy way first. Like Jenny, who got on a phone with me and we were talking about her past relationship disappointments. And she said, look, I've reached a point where I think I'm just better off alone. And she'd been alone for several years. As we delved underneath it, I began to ask Jenny more questions. And what I asked her was, if you knew that there were a person that was absolutely perfectly suited to you, and that the two of you were going to be really good for each other, you'd be supportive of one another, you wouldn't try to judge or not accept one another, you'd actually build a life together, and there was joy and love and a great sex life and all of the things that you've wanted in a relationship, would you truly say, I absolutely don't want to be in that? And she said, of course not. If I knew that it was actually going to be all those good things and not the negative stuff that I've experienced in the past, then I'd be open to it. Then I'd love to have that relationship. The point that I made to Jenny is that at our root core, most of us, not every single person, but almost every single person I've run across, instinctively feels that life is richer and better when shared together with someone. That includes people I've gotten on the phone with who talk to me about how great their life is. Women who've achieved everything they dreamt of, that were at the pinnacle of their career, of their finances, of their emotional self-development. And they said, you know, my life is really good, Barry. I have good friends, a good home, good everything, but I just know that I'm going to enjoy it even more if I can share this with someone. It can be like taking it to that final next level in life. So the unhealthy version of choosing to be alone is when we're doing it because we still have the belief that we can't find something good or healthy. That we literally have just given up on it and decided, look, it's less painful for me to just be with myself than for me to be hurt again. It's a very natural, normal, sane response. If you almost drown in a swimming pool and you almost drown every time you get in a swimming pool, you're going to want to avoid swimming pools eventually. And your mind will come up with great rationalizations for why. But at the end of the day, if you knew that you could actually swim with ease, enjoy swimming, and it would feel good, then you'd no longer be afraid to do it. So that's the unhealthy version. But there are really healthy, great reasons that we need to take some time with ourselves. First would be if you're coming out of something that was really traumatic, that was very painful, very damaging, something that was a relationship that tried to erase you. Perhaps you're in a relationship with someone abusive, a narcissist, or something that made you feel like your needs or you as a human being ceased to matter or exist in the relationship. You may need some time to reclaim, rediscover yourself. That makes perfect sense as a time period, a phase we need to go through, reconnecting to me, to myself. When we're building ourselves up, right? If we're choosing to focus mainly in one area, just on career, as Hannah Roizen talks about in The End of Men, people deferring relationship because they really care the most about building accomplishment and career first. That can be another phase that we go through. if we're facing serious health problems, if we just need to be of service to an ailing or dying parent. There can be phases where we consciously choose to be single because we know that we don't have the bandwidth to share or give to a relationship because it's just not that important to us in this phase. Ultimately, though, almost every road leads back to this feeling that once we feel like our cup is filled, we are happier, more content, more fulfilled, sharing that with another. So just ask yourself today, what phase am I in? What stage am I in? And when do I feel ready to really start working on any of the past pain, past beliefs, or past disappointments so I can enjoy not only knowing how to have a great relationship with myself, but now sharing that with another person? Much love.